So humans have lost that, and that's only a small part of what they lost. They lost the ability, one could almost say, to be. So lost in doing, so lost in past and future and time, so lost in thought, because that's all that past and future are, mind structures. They are nowhere else except as thought forms. Past and future are thought forms. Nobody has ever touched the past, except in the present moment, as a memory, a thought form, but only in the now. Nobody has ever met the future. You can't, because there is no such thing. And humans live as if it were more important than this. Of course, it's a form of madness, but it is so normal that nobody questions it. That's how everybody lives. You watch TV, they're all doing it. It's so normal. So you get lost. There are many aspects of being lost. Lost in thought. Really, that's what it comes down to. Because past and future are thought forms. So we are here this evening, not to add more information to our store of knowledge, because everybody here has more than enough knowledge. It's not that. No more knowledge or information needs to be added to you. If I tell you that the present moment is all there is, that's not really new information. But you might say, oh, that's a strange thing. Yeah, that's right. But then you know that you always knew that. So it can't be new information. Of course you knew that the present moment is all there is. You must know that. So we are here not to add more to our mind, to our thoughts, but to access within ourselves a deeper dimension of consciousness, one could say, a deeper level, a deeper dimension of consciousness that exists in every human being, no matter how lost they are in thought and time, and past and future, and doing the next thing and the next thing. And you never get there. When is it all going to end? When am I going to arrive to make it? Just this little bit more. And you never get there. Because you're so identified with the movement of thought that you're never here, present to life. So we are here to access a dimension of consciousness that one could say is in every human being, even if they appear mad and confused and in turmoil inside, in every human being, there exists a deeper dimension, deeper than thought, a dimension of consciousness deeper than thought that occasionally breaks through the density of thought. In most humans, it occasionally breaks through that deeper level. And those are moments when that breaks through, when you suddenly feel intensely alive. You feel an inner peace and aliveness. You might only, the mind might say, I feel so happy, but it's deeper than that. And that